Hi there, everybody. Hope you're doing okay, having a good week in these strange times, especially after Monday evening, with so much now locked down. I hope people are coping all right with all that that involves. I was at church this morning just checking around and then locking the front door. We've had to close the church after last night's announcement. It felt like a very sad thing to be doing, but great to imagine the Sunday. Who knows when it will be, when one day we can fill those pews again and be together. Looking forward to that very, very much indeed. We were thinking as a Julian, Michael and I, and wondering whether it would be useful just to put something out in the middle of the week to try and encourage us and remind us that we're church family together. So the plan is just to have a quick Bible thought together, a little bit like the beginning of a prayer meeting, maybe for those who come to one of those, and then just to lead three or four short prayers. I hope you'll find it helpful. If there's an appetite for more, do let us know. We could easily do this twice a week rather than once a week, but we're keen to know how much people will find useful. In my quiet times at the moment, I'm looking through Psalm 113 to 118. These are six psalms that were particularly associated with a Passover meal. They were said together by families who were celebrating Passover together, and therefore would have been the psalms almost certainly that Jesus and his disciples sung together as they shared that Last Supper. And so they seem like very appropriate psalms to be looking at in the run-up to Easter. I'm going to read two verses from the beginning of Psalm 116. So grab your Bible, Psalm 116, verses 1 and 2. The psalm begins, "I love the Lord, for he heard my voice. He heard my cry for mercy. Because he turned his ear to me, I will call on him as long as I live." I love the Lord, the psalmist begins, and that sounds great, doesn't it? Jesus says, the most important commandment is to love the Lord your God with everything about you. And here's a psalmist who, well, on the face of it, looks as if he's saying, yes, I am doing that with great confidence. But it's interesting, actually, in the original I was reading this morning, it's much more sort of diffident and uncertain the way he speaks at the beginning of verse 1 there. This is not the boast of someone who thinks they are 100% perfectly doing what the Lord calls us to do, loving the Lord. These are the words of someone who knows he's not loving the Lord, perhaps, quite as much as he should do. Really loving him, and yet so aware of his failings and how much he is getting wrong. And yet, strangely, it's knowing his failings that means he loves the Lord even more. Look how the verse goes. "I love the Lord, for he heard my voice. He heard my cry for mercy." Here's someone who knows he's far from perfect, gets things so wrong, has to cry to God for help, cry to God for mercy. And it's the fact that God hears him when he does that that means he loves him so much. Not perfectly, but so much. Verse 2, "because he turned his ear to me." It's not just that God happened to hear when he cried. It's that sense of, again, we say sometimes like parents on a Sunday morning when we're at church together. They're talking to you, but you know their ear is especially turned towards their child. One cry from their child and they'll go running in that direction to help them, quite rightly so. "Well, the Lord is like that with me," the psalmist says. "He heard my cry for mercy. He turned his ear to me. And so I love him. And therefore I will call on him as long as I live." Isn't that amazing that that is the kind of God we have? Not a God who looks down from heaven expecting perfection before he's prepared to give us any attention at all, but a God who hears the cries of people like us, who know we're a mess, who know we're helpless, who know how much we need mercy, and turns his ear to us and is so ready to help us when we ask him to. Isn't the Lord kind? And don't you find it's thinking of his kindness to messed up people like us that actually makes us love him even more, that he would be so good to people like us? We love him, not perfectly, of course not, but we really do because of his kindness. And so the psalm, these opening words, encourage us to keep on calling to him. And I guess we need that encouragement, don't we? Some of us struggling particularly with this change of life at the moment, really struggling to work out how life is going to be in these days and weeks ahead. Some, I'm sure, as we often say, feeling very lonely, especially now we can't really get out to see people even for walks. Some of us, just a change of lifestyle makes us so much more aware of how imperfect we are, don't we? Our sin suddenly shows itself in all kinds of new ways. Well, here's an encouragement to us to cry to him. Whatever it is we're worrying about, whatever it is that's making us feel bad, cry to him. The God who hears, the God who turns his ear to us. Trust him. We'll love him and we'll carry on calling on him. Let's pray together. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the kind of God that you are, that you don't expect us to be perfect before you come to our aid, but that you are so ready to hear the cries of those like us who know what a mess we are and how helpless we are and how often we get things wrong. Thank you that you hear and help. And so please keep us crying to you. And as we appreciate your mercy more, help us to grow in our love for you as well, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm going to lead us in a couple more prayers. This next one, the words are in the email that we sent around, actually. It's called the General Thanksgiving. I was talking to someone from the church family today who rather wonderfully, actually, encouraged me just by talking about how grateful they are at this stage in what we're going through for so many good things or potential good things that could be happening as we see an increase in neighbourliness and people caring for one another in their local areas. And we do pray, don't we, just a greater openness to the gospel and to thinking about the Lord. There's much to be grateful for always. And so let me lead us in this prayer of thanksgiving. Almighty God, Father of all mercies, we, your unworthy servants, give you most humble and hearty thanks for all your goodness and loving kindness to us and to all people. We bless you for our creation, preservation, and all the blessings of this life, but above all for your immeasurable love in the redemption of the world by our Lord Jesus Christ, for the means of grace and for the hope of glory. And give us, we pray, such a sense of all your mercies that our hearts may be truly thankful, and that we might show forth your praise, not only with our lips, but in our lives, by giving up ourselves to your service and by walking before you all our days, through Jesus Christ our Lord, to whom with you and the Holy Spirit be all honour and glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Amen. Let's pray for one another to be keeping going in listening to the Lord and talking to him as so many routines change. Heavenly Father, help us, please, in our different places, our different stages, our different situations, to be working hard at carving out time to listen to you as we read your word and to be talking to you as we pray. Thank you for the sheer blessing that it is to be able to hear your voice every time we turn to the Bible, and to speak to you and know that because of the Lord Jesus, you are listening. Help us, please, not to neglect our relationship with you in these days, but to know you better and better. And we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. And then just finally, let's pray for Alan and Debbie Burt, mission partners of ours in South Africa, with their children, Lacorna, Ilana, Malachi, and Timothy. We've attached to the email that went out their latest prayer diary. Let's pray for them in Hedeveld with the particular challenges they face with the coronavirus. We pray, Lord, for Alan and Debbie and their family. Thank you for them. We pray for them and their church and that community that they're a part of in Hedeveld. Please, would you be gracious to them? Protect them through the time of this virus, we pray. We pray that you would limit the spread of the infection. We pray that as schools are closed and people are living on top of one another for long periods of time, that you would help them to be patient and kind, that you would help the church to find appropriate ways to support that local community. Please protect young people from the bad things that they might be drawn into at this time. And we pray for Alan and Debbie. Strengthen them in their family. Help them, please, to be good parents to the children. And together, would they learn to know and love you better and better? We ask in Jesus' name. Amen. I must go. We said this wouldn't be much more than 10 minutes. So that's it. Hope you have good days and look forward to speaking to you on Sunday in our service then.